Okay, let's begin with Yecheskel Perek Tezvav, 15th Perek, and this is a very short Perek, only 8 psukim, followed by a very long Perek, 63 psukim. These prakim are really connected. First, we have a mashal in the background in this Perek of Am Yisrael, again, not fulfilling their potential, and the next Perek talks about the actuality of getting into the details. And again, much of Yecheskel, as we have seen, is about Churban, but there are so many lessons that we can learn from all of these psukim, even though the same content is given in many prakim in Yeshayahu, in so many prakim in Yirmiyahu, and all of these prakim here in Sefer Yecheskel, but every perek teaches us little hints and gives us thoughts that the Navi wants to give over. So, says the perek, Vahidavar Hashem alei lemar. It's a mashal. The whole perek is a mashal of a vineyard, a vine. Ben Adam, ma yiyeh eitz hagefen, mikol eitz hazamora. What does a vine have? How is it better than any eitz hazamora, than any other tree, asher haya batzayar, that is in the forest? Meaning, we're talking about, as the Radak here says, a vine that doesn't produce grapes. If a vine produces grapes, then it's the best. Then we use it, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. We make a bracha on it, right? It's the only liquid that we make a bracha on when it comes out. Oil we do also, but oil, who drinks oil? The Gemara talks about it's mazik, so only if you use it as a dip, and it's ikar. So really, the one that we have that we make a special bracha on is wine. So vines and wine have such a special power. And yet, let's say there's no grapes produced from the vineyard. So then, what about the vines? What productivity is there in the vines? Says the Radak, the Inyan HaMashal, Ki Himshul Yisrael Eitz Gefen. But Yisrael are compared to a vine, Shehu Eitz Dak V'Rafa Mikol Eitzem, which is soft, right? He doesn't mention it, but I'll add it in. A vine cannot stand on its own. In ve'agefen, v'in ve'agefen. We've quoted in the past from Shlomo Zalman's amazing thought. Why do we say that at a wedding? In ve'agefen, v'in ve'agefen, because a vine can't stand on its own. It has to be supported by sticks, right? So too, this chasen and kala cannot be supported by their own. They come from their past and the parents and the grandparents. But that's why B'nai Yisrael are compared to a vine, but it's very soft and flimsy. Ukshi Yisrael no mar ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha-amim, continues the Radak. Ukshi yotzi pritov, yatze mimeno yayin ha-masamayach, elokim va'anashim. It's amazing. V'ine eitz hazeh, ein bo to'eles, but what if it only has the eitz? It's only good for its pri. V'Yisrael hu eitz ha-gefen, like Yishayo says, we'll see that Be'ez Hashem soon. V'Yisrael kivat sha'asa ma'isim rayim, ein lo takana, but what if you only have the vines? Then it's worse than other trees, because other trees, at least, can be used for lumber, can be used for fuel. They burn and they last a little bit. A vine, you put it into fire, boom, it's done. You can't even use it for lumber. So it's useless. The vines are useless. So basically, Am Yisrael, the mashal is, when they're not fulfilling the Torah and being that Or LaGoyim, they're useless to me. V'Yisrael, kivan sha'asa ma'isim ro'im, ein lo takana el yasulim. No, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. Not useless to me. Useless to me in their present state. And that's why I have to purify them through fire in order to help them become that Arlo Goyen that they need to be. So that is the nimshal of the whole parak, but the parak is about this useless vine. Again, the message being that if we don't fulfill the potential that we have, so then it's better not to exist in this state, right? That is emphasized by the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the mitzvah of Petar Chamor, Arifas Petar Chamor, right? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bechoros that there are certain mitzvos that go hand in hand with each other. Certain mitzvos. So, for example, Chalitza and Yibam go hand in hand. Pidia and Arifa go hand in hand. And the Mishnah tells us one usually takes precedence over the other if it's possible, right? The Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Bechoros. Lo ratza lifdoso arfo meachor v'kovro. Mitzvahs ha-pidiyah kodemes, the mitzvahs arifa. Really, I should try to be podeh. If a Jew has a donkey born in his reshus, so it's best to switch that status onto a sheep, give the sheep to a kohen, and then the donkey belongs to the donkey, is now free to use for the owner. So mitzvahs pidiyah kodemes, the mitzvahs arifa. Shene emar v'im lo sifteh va'arafto. But if not, if you can't do Pidiyah, then you have to do Arifa. And then Yi'ida comes before Pidiyah, Yiud, and Yibam comes before Chalitza, at least in the days of old when they used to do Yibam for the right reasons. But if not now, Chalitza, Kodemes L'mitzvahs Yibam. Good, and Ge'ula Ba'adon Hu Kodem L'chal Adam. The Nitziv in his commentary on Chumash in Parshas Bo discusses the message of Arifa, right? Why is it? If I do Pidyon, fine, that's what I'm supposed to do. But if I don't do Pidyon, then I have to break the neck of the animal. Right, so what's the message of breaking the neck of the animal. So says the Nitziv, Lahar os lanu, shebachar hama'abed es kocho, ve'ena rotze gam lios mehena la'anchi maila. If a bachar is not using his potential, and he doesn't be in the group that he can be in, azayeno kadai ba'olamo. Might as well not be here. V'zeh klal gadol, t'bishe ro'i lios b'maila, v'hu misraba mizeh garua hu mimishen eroi l'kach. Hashem is not going to blame an animal that the animal is not learning Torah all day. But he's going to blame a person. But harehu chaver lishmashchas. If we're not fulfilling our potential of doing Torah and mitzvahs, v'chenu b'kohanim shabo achra eika b'makim b'chorim. Just like that's why the b'chorim, they weren't fulfilling their potential. So that's why we switched to the kohanim at that time, because Hashem needed them to fulfill their potential. That is the biting words of the Nitziv, the mitzvah of Arifa, and that is exactly the message of this parak, that Klal Yisrael have the charge to be an Or Lagoyim, to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and if we're not, Hashem says that Hashem will not allow it to continue, and He will recharge and make us in a different state. Good, continuing the parak. Hayukach mimenu eitz la'asos l'malacha. Will any wood be able to be used for lumber from these vines? Im yichu mimenu yaseid l'tzlos alav kol keli. Can you make a peg? Can you take a vine and stick it into the wall? It's going to fall down. It's soft. Hine la'esh nitan l'achla. It's only for fire. The only thing left to do with it is fire. Eshnei k'sosav achla ha'esh. If the two edges of it have been eaten by fire. V'tocho nachar. And the inside is already burned. Hayitzlach l'malacha. Can you use it for anything? No. Even before it's burned, it wasn't fulfilling its purpose. Af ki esha halasu vayechar. So now fire gets into it and it's charred. Venasa oda malacha. Can it be used? So this is the mashal of Yechezkel. And really Yechezkel here is continuing what Yeshayahu has already told us. Yeshayahu, more than 100 years earlier, also forecasting the Churban way before the times of Yechezkel and the times of Yirmiyahu. Yeshayahu says in Parak Hey of Yeshayahu, Ashira Nali Didi, Shiras Dodi Likarmo. Right there, Hashem is saying, though, my beloved, right, language that sounds like a Shira Shirim, the Shira related to my vineyard, Karam Hayali Didi, Bekaran Beit Shemen, right, there was a delicious and wonderful Karam in Ben Shemen. Vaya askeyu, Hashem surrounded it and fenced it off and protected it. Vaya saklehu, and he got rid of all the stones. Vaya ta'eyu sorek, and he planted it with the best type of shoots. Vaya even migdol betochu, he built a tower in the middle of it, right, Beis HaMikdash. Vigam yekev chatzebo, vaya kav la'asos anavim, and he hoped that it would produce delicious grapes, vayaz be'ushim, and instead it produced inferior grapes. This is exactly where the mashal of Am Yisrael then, that we are compared to a vineyard, right? The Barbanel on that parak says that Hashem, the Yeshayahu is saying this, Baruch HaKodesh, that this is what is going to happen, right? Hundreds of years earlier, but this is what is going to happen. We are already compared to the vineyard there. Continuing the parak, Lochein, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Kasher Eitz HaGefen Be'Eitz HaYar, while the Eitz HaGefen, while the vine is in the forest, Asher Nisatev Lo'esh Lachla, that I have now given over to the fire. So to the Yoshvi Yerushalayim. Yoshvi Yerushalayim also. There in the middle. V'nasadiyas panai b'hem me'ha'esh yatzo'u v'ha'esh tochleim. They have gone out from a fire, and they are being consumed. They will be consumed by a fire. V'datem ki ani Hashem b'somi esh panai b'hem. And they will know, as Yechezkel always says, the purpose of the punishment is so that they learn. B'sumiyas panamahem bahem, when I focus on them. What does it mean? They came out of fire and they go into fire. So the Radak in the Mesudas David says, it means they survived one fire, one potential fire, and that was Sancheriv Melech Ashur, when Sancheriv years earlier had surrounded Yerushalayim, and Bederach Neis Chizkiyo Davin, that 185,000 soldiers died overnight. Sancheriv left, he was killed by his own sons, says the Mesudas David. Ritzon Olamar, Im Kimbo Eis Shetzor Alei HaMelech Ashur, Acher Shekavash Esh Shomron, the Sancheriv conquered the entire northern kingdom, and he came to Yerushalayim, and he stopped. He said, we'll do it tomorrow. Remember, we discussed that both in Malachim and in Yeshayo. Hayu Aznit Solim, Yadam HaChalash, Kolo Dekha Havim, Kedever HaNachal Ba'esh, Ulam Ata Bevonu Vuchanetzar, HaMechaleh, Gam Hu Es HaOvdei Kochavim Ka'esh, Hu yochal v'yashchis gamosa. So they got out of one fire, one potential fire, but they will go into and be consumed by another fire, the churban al yedei Nebuchadnezzar. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes the Targum, and it's really based on a Gemara in Masechet Bavamasra, which gives a different shot. Rashi says, me'esh yotso, they went out of the fire, al piskame oraisa. They left the words of the Torah, diyehivin migoesh asa, that were given in fire, avaru, they violated. Va'amamaya detakifin ki ishasa yushet sinun. And nations that are strong like fire, yushet sinun, will come and break them. So it means the violation of Torah. And really, this is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara says they are on daf ayin tes amid aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, kala porish mi divrei Torah, eish ochalso. Whoever separates from Torah, fire will consume them. Shenemar, v'nazatiyas panai bahem, meha eish yatsov, ho eish tochleim, as the Pasuk says here. The Ein Yaakov on that Gemara says that Gemara, that if you leave, that fire will consume. That Gemara has to be seen in light of the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. The Gemara in Maseches Beitza tells us on Chaf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us, Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, Mipnei Ma, Nitna Torah, Li Yisrael, Mipnei Shehein, Azin. Why were Bnei Yisrael Zocha to get the Torah? Because they are Azin. What does Azin mean? Brazen? Rashi. V'nitna lehem Torah sheya'askuba, v'hima teshes kocham u'machne es libam. Sounds like we have an innate, difficult personality, a hard personality, an Az, and Torah is there to limit us, to shape it, to take that raw material that might not be so pure and shape it in a way and weaken it and be machnia our hearts. The Torah kind of like keeps us in check. That's Rashi Pshat. If you look in the Maritz Chayis, if you look in the Pnei Yoshua, they say, Chas v'shalom. It's not talking about, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara is saying something positive. Why would the Torah give it to us? Mevrei Shein Azin. What does that mean? Says the Maritz Chayis first. But na anisha mati kiim azim veruyim lekabalas haTorah ki bechol agzeros asher over al roshan lo azvu chevel nachalasam vegarola misinai. With all the terrible things that have happened, they didn't leave. They didn't leave. They stayed loyal. They're Az, and that's why we got the Torah. But again, the Ein Yaakov says maybe that that Gemara that's based on this pasuk that they, if you leave the Torah, we're going to be consumed by fire. But if we leave the Torah, we're going to be consumed. So the Ein Yaakov says because look, that's the Torah protects us. So if not, we're going to just burn up in our own fire. So the Pnei Maritz Chayis there says, no, that Gemara is something positive. The Pnei Yeshua also on that Gemara in Beitza reads it in a positive way. And he says, Lav Lashin Genayu Chas V'Shalom V'Chalilo Lahatil Dofi B'Yisrael Shem Zera Kodesh Shiftei Yeshurin. Right, B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. How can you say that? So what is it really? Rather, V'lo Yitachin Lomar Shein Azin El L'Shvach. And he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Yudim and Tema Omer, Havi Az Kenomer, Lasos Ritzon Avicha Shabashamayim, Umikol Shekein, Belimet HaTorah, Shaloh Abayshan Lamed, Mibnekach Kovalim HaHakagigas, Lafi. Why? Here it is. Shetzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'af, Shetchilas Kabbalah Sayeba Ones, even though originally, Kovalim HaKagigas, Afal Pikin, Yehi Sofa Baratzon. But Hashem knew that we will accept it, willingly. Kshiyamdu Al Omek HaTorah VaMitzvos, when we appreciate the depth of all the Torah and mitzvos, the calls them ebnei shein azin kinamer, mashein kein beumos, shein an azin la'amod ala mitos haTorah uva mitzvos, elo mekale adas shein makirin baratzon, mishem hachi lo kavla marka gigis, demayo elu mayosif, kivet shakol yeh ba'ones, they'll never get to the stage that where it is baratzon. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us. But either way, that it's the whole discussion starts with the Gemara in Bava Basra, which says, if anybody leaves the Torah, which was given in fire, so then they will be burned up by fire. The Ksava Kabbalah in Mishpatim, in Parsha Mishpatim, discusses that the Gemara and here the Targum that says that the Har Sinai was compared to fire, and that's why when they left fire, they left the Torah. So why is Hashem and the Torah compared to fire? Right, the pasuk even says at the end of Mishpatim, Ke'esh Ocheles, like a consuming fire. So why is that appropriate to describe this experience of Maimon Har Sinai as a consuming fire? It says the Ksava Kabbalah, Lidaiti, Ein HaMechuvan, Bazeh, LaHashvos, Uladamos, Es Marek Vod Hashem Al Eish, Ocheles Ve'echuto. Chas V'Shalom, to give a physicality to anything related to God. Lemer Shohia, Eichus HaKabod Anah, LeYizbarach Nira, LeEin Gashmi. Biguvan Abamara Dugmas Hamara Khalino Lan Lahagshim Kvod Hashem El Dvar Gashmi Avabolo Hudiya. But what's the message then? What's the message of describing it as fire, as is described in our pasuk, Avabala Hodiya Echaya Pela Hagadol Azeh Shezachu Bo Kol Yisrael Erosas Kvod Hashem. It's describing this unbelievable Pela, this unbelievable event that occurred. How is it? It was like fire. Why? What was unique about this maimad? Lezeba Mikra Lahodienu Ki Be'emes Lo Haisa Kala Uma Shavu B'Majikas Asagazu. When all of Am Yisrael and all of our neshamas were there, we didn't all have the same experience of Kabbalah Satorah. We didn't. Everybody had their own personal Kabbalah Satorah. Rakol Echad Mehem Hisig V'Ra'a Be'ein Ruchni Yuso Mimara HaRuchni Yis Asher Lefanav Mikvod Hashem Yisborach Lefi Erech HaChanaso B'Shleim Bas Nafsho. As much Achana as they did, that's how much they were able to get. Kimisha Haisa Hachanas Nafsho Mu'etes Viktano Lasaga Ruchanit. If somebody didn't prepare so much and they weren't so spiritually prepared, Lo Shalta Boasaga Ruchanis Menakabaranala Rak Ma'at Lufi Madrigos Oktana. They got a little bit. Vashar Haisa Nafsho Muchanis Yoser. And if they prepare themselves more, then they got more. It's like, right, like the Yamsho Shlomo says in his Akdama to Baba Kama, that it was like the spiritual, these pipelines going down to every single Jew. And that's why every Jew thinks differently. Elu Ve'elu Devil Kim Chayim, because we each have our own personal Kabbalah Satorah. Getting back to the Ksava Kabbalah, Ki Moshe Lios B'Madriga Yoser Gavoa Mishleim Nafsho. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level. Nomar Alav V'Nigash Moshe Levado El HaArafel. Aaron Lamata Mimenu. Nodav Anaviyu Lamata Me'Aaron. Shivim Zakena Lamata Me'Nodav Anaviyu. So, what does this all have to do with fire? Says the Ksava Kabbalah, Eish Ocheles, fire burns up materials different speeds, depends on the combustibility of the item. If the item is plastic and wood and metal and paper, any material burns differently. So that's the mashal. The mashal, it was like Eish Ocheles, just like anything burned is burned in a different way, so to Am Yisrael, the experience of Maamon Har Sinai was different for every person. Unbelievable. Kulam zachu lamar aruchanis. They all got it. That's why the fire, that's why Kabbalah Satorah is described by fire, and that's what it says here in our pasuk. So they went out from fire. They left the Torah that's compared to fire, and the personal way that it could have shaped them, and therefore, Va'ish Tochlem, and a different kind of fire is going to consume them. And the parak ends off, and Asati Asarish Shmama, I will let the land lay desolate, Yan Malumal, Numashem Elokim, because they have violated. Why desolate? Totally desolate, so low. So that's the Maharal that we've quoted a number of times already throughout these shiurim. The Maharal picks up on the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis notes on Daf Samach Vav Mabez. The Gemara says Tana Rabbana, Maaser Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shei Rochev Al Chamar VeYotzim Min Yerushalayim. Rabbi Ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey. VaYetamidav Mahalchim Acharav. Ra Riba Achas. They saw a young girl. Shoyisem Alaketes Saorim Miben Glalei Behemtam Shalarviim. She was gathering barley. She was trying to find barley amongst the dung of the animals. Right, disgusting. But this is all they had. She was starving. Kivin Sharao So Nisatva Besayra VaAmda Lefanav. Right, when she saw him, she stopped. Amr lo Rebbe Parnaseni, she asked him for something. Amr lo Biti Bas Miad, Amr lo Bas Nakdimon Ben Gurion Ani. She says, I'm the daughter of one of the richest people, used to be one of the richest people in Yerushalayim. Amr Rebbe Yochanan Ben Zakkai, when he sees this unbelievably tragic event, that one of the richest Gvirim has nothing, what does he say? Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman She'atem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Ein Kal Uma V'Lashon Sholeit Bachem. Uvizman She'ein Atem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Oz Nimsarim Biaruma Shvela, Flo Biaruma Shvela, Rak Biad Behemton, Shel Uma Shvela. So ask the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, in Perak Yudalet, why did it say Ashrei? Ashreichem Yisrael. This is a praise? This is a great thing that you got so low? No, this is terrible. Says the Maharal, no, because Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai saw that Bnei Yisrael have such potential and such power to lead, to be an Arla Goyim, Amlechas Kohanim, and it's either one or the other, it's either on top or on bottom, and he sees the bottom, but he realizes that's because we have potential to be at the top, and we have a Chisaron, and when we have a Chisaron, Hashem has to somehow be Mamali that Chisaron, and that's all because he knows that we have the power. We might not have the chomer like others, but we have the tzura, to put it in his words. Right? And that's why he explains further in that parak that Bnei Yisrael are often compared to a bird. Birds, Hosea, Ephraim ka'of yisofeif, shayo mi'ele ka'av tu'ufena. Why dafka a bird? So explains the Maharal beautifully. A bird, if you think about it, is different than all the other animals. It could fly to the heavens. It could soar. It's so high. Even the giraffes, nothing. Nothing is like a bird. And yet, if a bird has a broken wing and it's walking around on the ground, it's going to die. What do you mean? It's just a broken wing, so it should be just like the other animals. No, it's worse now. It's worse now because it has potential to fly. But if it has a broken wing and it can't fly, then it's even worse. And that's what the Maharal explains. Aval eina ov kol kach chomri. Ubishvil ze ba'atmo yesh li Yisrael shtei bechinos. Hatzura kasher ein ba'a shleimos asher roya latzura kiilu hi betela. Moaz moridin ka'ov ki ov shayach bo yirida. Mashlo shayach b'shar ba'lechayim v'havein dvarim ha'elu ma'od. Understand these words very well. And this is what he quotes from the Gemara Megillah. And this is what Zeresh understood. She said to her husband, Amon, if it's the Jews you're starting up with, you know, if they're not down, they're going up. So if you, Mordechai just, you know, got all this covet, forget it, right? Haman, you're going down. And that's what this parak was about. Lost potential that we did not fulfill, and therefore Hashem has to put us in fire in order to be able to rectify the world situation, because that's what it is. We're supposed to be in Arla Goyim, and if we're not, then the whole world is not fulfilling its purpose. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was the 8 Pasuk Parak. Next time we'll have to do the 63 Pasuk Parak when we get to Parak Tezayin.